Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting process for local pros. Permit Flow has published a complete guide to building permits in Missouri, complete with resources and municipal guides to simplify permitting. Real estate professionals in MO can use this resource to anticipate project timelines, advise clients on compliance requirements, and avoid costly permitting delays that derail transactions. /www.permitflow.com/Missouri for quick reference on municipal permit requirements across Missouri. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Public Records Online Directory now available for MO Real Estate Pros. A centralized online directory for accessing Missouri public records has been published. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence by quickly locating property-related public records through this single resource. Bookmark this directory to accelerate your next property research workflow. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/statesmo. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Property Records Search Tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Missouri-focused portal that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, lien, and permit records in one place. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing unified property data without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark hmissouri.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups across Missouri markets. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri Commission Rates Edge Above National Average. New Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Missouri is 5.94%. For Missouri real estate professionals, understanding where local commission rates stand helps inform competitive pricing discussions with sellers and buyers in your market. Review the full Missouri Commission data at the source link to benchmark your own business practices. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Jackson County MO Recorder launches online public records search. Jackson County's Recorder of Deeds now offers online public records searches at omentumweb.jacksongov.org, while telephone searches remain prohibited under County Code 9251. Real estate professionals in MO can now conduct title and property research remotely for Jackson County transactions, streamlining due diligence without office visits. Bookmark http://memweb.jacksongov.org for faster Jackson County records access. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Inside Missouri Commission Rates. What MO Pros Need to Know. A detailed guide explores Missouri's real estate commission structures, national comparisons, and strategies for saving on fees. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Missouri agents competitively price their services and articulate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown and saving strategies at the source link. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri Real Estate Commission, key info for MO professionals. The source provides information about the Missouri Real Estate Commission. Understanding the Missouri Real Estate Commission's role helps MO real estate professionals stay compliant with state regulations and maintain their licenses. Review the commission details at the source URL to ensure your practice aligns with current MO requirements. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri Commission Rates, what pros need to know about 5.5-6% fees and flat fee alternatives. A new analysis shows Missouri real estate commissions typically reach 5.5-6%, while flat fee MLS services like Huzio allow sellers to bypass traditional commission structures and save approximately $16,000. Understanding commission benchmarks and emerging low-cost alternatives helps Missouri agents and brokers competitively position their value proposition and anticipate seller expectations in a shifting fee landscape. Review the full commission breakdown and view www.housio.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-Missouri to inform your 2026 pricing conversations. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.